February 24th, the real source of harm. This is Daily Stoic. Keep in mind that it isn't the one who has it in for you and takes a swipe that harms you, but rather the harm comes from your own belief about the abuse. So when someone arouses your anger, know that it's really your own opinion fueling it. Instead, make it your response, your first response, not to be carried away by such impressions, for with time and distance, self-mastery is more easily achieved. Epictetus, Enchiridion 2020. Sorry, I'm repeating myself. I'm just trying to pronounce these right. The Stoic reminds us that there really is no such thing as an objectively good or bad occurrence. When a billionaire loses $1 million in market fluctuation, it's not the same as when you and I lose $1 million. Criticism from your worst enemy is received differently than negative words from a spouse. If someone sends you an angry email, but you never see it, did it actually happen? In other words, these situations require our participation, context, and categorization in order to be bad. Our reaction is what actually decides whether harm has occurred. If we feel that we've been wronged and get angry, of course that's how it will seem. If we raise our voice because we feel we were being confronted, naturally, a confrontation will ensue. But if we retain control of ourselves, we decide whether to label something good or bad. In fact, if that same event happened to us at different points in our lifetime, we might have very different reactions. So why not choose now to not apply these labels? Why not choose not to react? A Year with C.S. Lewis. Human will, the weak point of creation. We have no idea in what particular act or series of acts the self-contradictory, impossible wish found expression. For all I can see, it might have concerned the literal eating of a fruit, but the question is of no consequence. This act of self-will on the part of the creature, which constitutes an utter falseness to its true creaturely position, is the only sin that can be conceived as the fall. For the difficulty about the first sin is that it must be very heinous, or its consequences would not be so terrible. And yet it must be something which a being free from the temptations of fallen man could conceivably have committed. The turning from God to self fulfills both conditions. It is a sin possible even of paradisal man, because the mere existence of a self, the mere fact that we call it me, includes from the first the danger of self-idolatry. Since I am I must make an act of self-surrender, however small or however easy, in living to God rather than to myself. This is, if you like, the weak spot in the great nature of creation, the risk which God apparently thinks worth taking from the problem of pain. Jesus calling. Be still in the light of his presence while he communicates love to you. There is no force in the universe as powerful as his love. You are constantly aware of limitations, your own and others, but there is no limit to his love. It fills all of space and time and eternity. Now you see through a glass darkly, but someday you will see his face, him face to face. Then you will be able to experience fully how wide and long and high and deep is his love for you. If you were to experience that now, you would be overwhelmed to the point of feeling crushed, but you have an eternity ahead of you, absolutely guaranteed, during which you can enjoy his presence in unrestricted ecstasy. For now, the knowledge of his loving presence is sufficient to carry you through each day. For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. 1 Corinthians 13:12. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and deep and is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:16-19.